Good day, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Father Blake Britton from St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today, we will be commemorating the feast of Saints Nereus and Achilleus, martyrs of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the 12, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say, for it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the feast of the holy martyrs, Saint Nereus and Achilleus, two men who served in the household of the Emperor Domitian, converted to Christianity, and later were martyred for their Catholic faith. The martyrs of the ancient church have always fascinated me. I remember reading their life stories when I was a young man, in the Roman Martyrology, specifically in a collection of stories written by Saint Jerome. I would strongly encourage everyone to read these martyrologies, these collection of stories that detail the martyrdoms of the first several centuries of Catholicism. You find within the lives of these men, women, and children such profound courage, such unbelievable willingness to suffer for the sake of Christ Jesus the Lord. It is nothing short of inspirational. And it really challenges those of us who live nowadays to question our own zeal and devotion. How often we succumb to petty complaints, or we succumb to some form of mediocrity in the faith, when each of us is called to the same level of holiness that these first Christians were called. I think it would be beneficial for us, briefly, during this homily, to reflect on the theology of martyrdom, how each of us is called to embody this gift, and how the martyrs really do represent the crowning jewel of Holy Mother Church. Firstly, what is martyrdom? Martyrdom, very simply put, is to die for the sake of a higher cause, to die because of personal belief, and to be persecuted explicitly for that belief. In Christianity, however, this martyrdom takes on an entirely different timbre and a much deeper meaning. Christian martyrs are not simply men and women who die for their beliefs, but rather, because our God died for us, because our Savior, our Lord, also shed His blood, the blood that is shed by His disciples also share in His own sacrifice. Here is the profundity of Christian martyrdom, that when a man and a woman who is a Christian sacrifice their lives for the sake of the name Christ, they embody within their own flesh the sacrifice of Jesus Himself. This is why their blood is so potent. Tertullian reminds us of this in his very famous saying, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Ours is a religion baptized, fertilized by the blood of men, women, and children who died for their faith, by the blood of the 12-year-old girl Agnes who was dragged naked through the streets of Rome for proclaiming Christ her Savior, by the blood of the 80-year-old Polycarp, who was fastened to a spike and burnt at the stake, by the blood of children who proclaimed with great valor that they were baptized in the name of Jesus the Lord. This is the origin of Christianity, not some pie-in-the-sky philosophy, not some far-removed dream, but the reality of people who gave their lives for the sake of our creed, so that we could stand here today and call ourselves Christians. This is the beauty of Catholic martyrdom. This is its power. We know traditionally there are two forms of martyrdom. You have white martyrdom and red martyrdom. Red martyrdom is the one that is typically thought of, which is the martyrdom of blood. But there's also a white martyrdom. This is the martyrdom of the soul, meaning this is the kind of martyrdom in which we willingly, for the sake of Christ, sacrifice not our physical flesh, but sacrifice our reputation, our standing in society, our personal opinions, what others may think of us, that we suffer embarrassment, that we suffer persecution. This is a martyrdom to which every Catholic is called. Each of us is called to die unto ourselves so as to rise for the sake of the other, to sacrifice our own egoism, our own selfishness, and sometimes even to sacrifice a good, those things that might be beautiful, or those things that we might really enjoy that are good things, so that someone else can benefit from that sacrifice, so that someone else can truly experience the love and the beauty of Christ. Martyrs have always crowned the diadem of Mother Church. We read in the book of Revelation that it is the martyrs who actually sit around the throne of the Lamb. They whose robes were once doused in red blood are now made white by the blood of the Lamb. We should all desire to sit around that throne with Christ. We should all desire to be declared among the ranks of the martyrs. In the ancient church, to be a martyr was the greatest of accomplishments. It was the greatest of honors. May it still be ours today. May we look upon the lives of Saint Nereus and Achilles, Perpetua, Felicity, Polycarp, Ignatius, Agnes, Marcellinus, Peter, Paul, Christ Jesus, all of these who have given their lives. Let us follow their ranks. Let us also be declared diadems upon the head of Mother Church, shining brightly to the glory of God the Father, forever and ever. Amen.